The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split-top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to Checkpoint on Campus. Your voice for Collegiate Esports. Norris Howard here alongside Jacob Brothers. And we got our main man, Sebastian, joining us one more time to talk a little bit of Collegiate Rainbow Six. But before we jump all the way into that, I want to let everybody know to make sure you guys go over and check out Looking for Group. That's lfgroup.gg, where you can find the only comprehensive resource for college esports programs. If you're a high school student trying to decide which school you should be going to in the fall for esports, lfgroup.gg is where you're going to go to find out all of the great information. Now, Sebastian, you are here with us to talk a little bit of College R6. And let me just say this. I've been appreciating this because R6 is an esport that needs more respect put on its name. It needs more people talking about it. It's fluid. It's crazy. People break through walls. Every time I watch it, I just go, what the hell am I watching? I don't know, but I like it. And so thank you for being here and giving us the lowdown on Collegiate R6. What are some of the big games and storylines we need to follow up with you on?
Well, week four just happened, so we have some Premier League matches and Open League matches as per usual. Unfortunately, there was no stream game of the week, so we can't really get in depth on some on the streamed match. But matches that did happen. Akron did end up getting back into the win column, beating St. Clair College in a very dominant fashion. Texas A&M beat Grand Canyon University in what seemed like a pretty close game. Kettering University beat University of Wisconsin-Whitewater in another very close game.
That would be Wisconsin-Whitewater.
My bad. Yeah, Wisconsin-Whitewater.
No worries.
UTD beat UTSA 2-1. Pretty close game as well. NC State beat Boise State. It seems like Boise State is just having a pretty rough season this year.
I feel like we say that about Boise State every year, though.
A year to say something nice about their Overwatch team.
not to cut you off, Sebastian, but to be completely honest with you, every year. Listen, Doc Haskell, I'm going to say this to you directly in the camera, all right? You guys have one of the best programs in the country. You got one of the best esports studios in the country. You have blue grass on your football field. You do all kinds of cool stuff. And every time it seems that we get a chance to talk about you guys, it's because you're just underperforming. Doc, help me help you. Help me say nice things about Boise State, please. I need y'all to win. Anyway, what was the last match in the Premier League, Sebastian?
Purdue ended up beating Illinois State in another dominant win.
Purdue doing well. They had a good week, Purdue. But, you know, Sebastian, I want to ask you this question. I want to open this up to Jacob as well as we briefly talk about College R6. Rainbow Six has a Twitch channel, okay? Just like everybody else on planet Earth, essentially, okay? Ubisoft has a Twitch channel, just like every other game company on the face of the Earth. They have outlets to display this stuff. And even if you're saying, all right, well, we got the pro scene, we don't want to clip the pro scene and all that good stuff, you can schedule it out. How frustrating is it to talk about this game and not be able to find streamed stuff? What is the point, everybody, of having these tournaments if nobody can watch them? It's so frustrating. Sebastian, I would like your opinions on this.
Yeah, it is frustrating because, like, some of these matches did seem pretty good. Like, Wisconsin-Whitewater, that was a pretty close game. I would have loved to watch that. Any of these matches I would have really liked to watch. But the fact that none of it was streamed does kind of hamper the growth of R6 as an esport, honestly.
Yeah, you're not able to see the storylines, too, when you're not able to see the matches. Like, you can look at the numbers and be like, oh, yeah, this was close. But you don't know what player was playing out of his mind. You don't know, you know, there's so many things you don't know. And it's so frustrating because you have Rocket League, probably the biggest esport right now. And they just do that. They're like, here's our pro games. Here are our college games. And they'll have 40,000 people watching these college games because it's on the Rocket League channel. And so it's not hard to do. it's not that difficult to schedule. Okay, at this time we have the pros. At this time we have the collegiate. That's it.
Well, it's not even they have the pro league interference because pro league is currently on midseason or they're in between breaks. So just like
there was a break going on, and then they just didn't stream their game that was happening.
Yeah,
or it's absurd. Ubisoft, yeah. Get it together, like. I'm sorry. Get it together. It's not acceptable. It is completely a farce. And I will say it, and I will say it to your faces. I don't care. Stream your damn matches. Put these kids play this game, and they play it. They put their heart and souls into every game that they play, and they do so much work. The coaching staff for these programs do so much work with film and with practice and scrims and all this other stuff. And for you guys to not even stream the matches, it's disrespectful to me, to be perfectly honest. And yes, I know they're playing your game, but it's disrespectful to your community to not stream the matches. That's all I'm going to say on it. And we will have more, because guess what? We're going to talk a little bit of Valorant CF1 coming up next.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esport program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.